I can't hear him.
He hasn't joined the meeting yet.
Did you read this?
I know he has the one.
He put this out. Okay. I just want to make sure. Brendan, did you read this? The email about the resiliency committee? Okay, so you saw it, right? Okay, thank you, Eric. And Mayor, can you hear me all right?
It's a little difficult, but yeah, I can hear you.
I'll try to talk loud. Good morning, everybody. I'm Howard Chapman, and I will be chairing this meeting today on behalf of Mayor Haney, who is at home trying to get cured up from illness. So I'm calling this meeting to order, and I would like to ask for approval of the minutes from the January 3rd.
Second.
Move made to go forward and second it. Any discussion? Hearing none, minutes are approved. Next item is public comments. Do we have anyone here that would like to speak during public comments for the Flood Resilience Committee? Seeing none, declare public comments closed. Next item on the agenda is a discussion and possible action regarding the establishment of a Citizens Commission to address conservation, resiliency, and green space. Committee recalls that at our last meeting, there were some plans presented regarding a commission for flood resilience and called the Green Commission. This is a recommendation out of the Dutch dialogues. The Green Commission is intended in the same spirit in which we already have the Planning Commission, the Settlement Communities, Task Force, the Recreation Advisory Commission, Cultural Arts and Pride Commission, the Historical Commission, and the Youth Commission. It is not intended to have a regulatory power, but simply to advise council, and in particular, this committee of council, which actually was just created last year. Some of the details that we considered to formulate this were flood resilience, water resources, conservation, natural resources, and green space. The commission shall have 9 residents of the town of Mount Pleasant with possibility of conservation stakeholders contiguous to and affected by the town. Boone Hall has an interest in being a part of this, and it's in the county. So with that, we'll open it up for discussion because that's what this is all about. But again, this is simply a rework of what we did at the last meeting. Do any of the committee members have any items? Because I've got some letters that we received, and I wanted to at least put them on the record regarding a number of groups and individuals who have sent us letters encouraging us to do this. Any discussion before I talk about these letters? Ms. Corley.
I just wanted to, number one, thank Mayor Haney for doing a lot of this work this last few weeks in order to get all the support from all the different conservation groups that have come out in support. I also wanted to thank our residents who have come out in full force supporting the need to create such a commission. And I think there's a lot of excitement. And again, it goes along with what we're all about, Mount Pleasant and our citizens, and their understanding what a critical need conserving green space is for our community. So just excited to get this up and going. Thank you, Mayor.
Ms. Hyatt?
I've been in support of this from the very beginning, and I feel this is the direction the town is taking. We have programs now for low impact development. This is a new committee, and I think it'll be helpful to have some citizen input. We have a lot of talented people living in Mount Pleasant, and I'm sure they would like to participate in helping us to make some great decisions to conserve what we have here and our natural resources in town, and when it comes to our built environment, doing it the right way. So I have encouraged this all along. I'm happy about it.
Great. Mayor, do you want to speak, or would you like me to talk about these letters first?
I appreciate it. Am I coming through okay to speak? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I don't know about the audience, but we certainly can. Yes, sir. The audience says they can.
Okay, that's good. Hi. And Councilmember Corley, thank you very much. And credit for any of but I have to Chairman Chapman have a group of letters there that I would like for him to approve. Standing commission that will have its own fee and its own purpose and its own membership. I'm Mount Pleasant, you know, big of ours, and two of us serve by county legislative Busto.
That's when you stop speaking.
On his letter mission that also the founder that did the founding legislation for the State Conservation Bank. I've met with the chairman of the State Conservation Bank. Don't think we heard from him at this point, but we went to lunch. He's very supportive. And so there's just a groundswell of support, not only from every echelon of government, from the town to the county to the state, but you'll see in the list, and I think I sent you all a list of letters on Friday or Saturday that we have received. Since then, we got one from the Coastal Conservation League, from Boone Hall, from the Low Country Land Trust, from Wounded Nature, from Tom Mulliken, who is the chair of the State Waters Commission and head of the South Carolina Conservation Expedition Grand Finale in Mount Pleasant last year. So this is not an idea that really needs to be sold. The idea has sold itself. All we need to commit today. By the way, I want to invite our water resources. We had a meeting today, Councilman Rambo and I, who serve on the Water Works Commission, long meeting over there about the initiative that involves Water Works, Charleston County, and the town of Mount Pleasant for a septic tank abatement program. It will be, if they get the grant, $10 to get the septic tanks out of the Shem Creek Basin. As we all know, the pollution levels of Shem Creek are not acceptable. And so we want to, as we form this and as we write the ordinance that describes how it will function, it will work as closely with our Water Resources Commission Committee as it will with the Flood Resilience Committee and any others that have a topic that involves natural resources, resilience, or green. Mr. Chapman, peruse through those letters that you, I'd like for, and I'd like members of council be made aware of the odd support that was received.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to do it. And I know you've already mentioned some of them, but I'm just going to pull them out and send them across the dais to council members to look at them. But first one was, I call him General Mulliken, because at one time he was head of the State Guard that I'm in. General Mulliken is now appointed by the governor for essentially a similar statewide resilience committee, and in particular flooding. Senator Chip Campson from the Senate, and also on Fish, Game, and Forestry Chairman of the Senate. He sent us a letter endorsing it. Herb Sass, Chairman Herb Sass, Chairman of County Council. Charleston County and the town of Mount Pleasant are lucky to be home to some of the most beautiful and precious natural resources on earth. Charleston County is also prepared to appoint a resilience and sustainability advisory committee. Councilmember Bustos sent us a letter endorsing this. Alan Klum from Waterworks has sent us a letter endorsing this. Jim Westerhold, general manager at Boone Hall, has sent us a letter endorsing this. African American Settlement Historic Commission, John Wright, chairman, has sent us a letter endorsing this. Low Country Land Trust, Ashley Demosthenes, president and CEO, they endorse it. Coastal Conservation League, Faith Rivers James endorse it. And we've got more, including students from Wando High School. David Quick has sent us a letter, former Post and Courier writer. So I don't think that doing this in any way impacts anything else we're doing, but what it does is it totally covers the outside environment. Planning Commission normally deals with inside buildings and buildings themselves. This is going to deal with the outside. And what I think we need to do, first of all, we've already gone over this before, but maybe not in such great detail. I would like to entertain a motion from the committee to give this white paper, which I read from earlier in the meeting, to our legal staff to draft an ordinance assigning this Green Commission and forward that to the Water Resources Committee of Council for their meeting in March to move forward with setting up this Green Commission before it goes to Council. If I could entertain a motion and a second, then we'll have a vote.
So moved, Mr. Chapman. Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to take the white paper that I read from about what this commission is intended to do and give it to our legal staff to draw up an ordinance, which will then be forwarded to the Water Resources Committee of Council for their March meeting. Any discussion? Mayor, I think you wanted to say something.
Yes, just a couple of things, and I obviously on the phone, I'm not on video. Pagliarini or somebody, but with this commission, since it has no regulatory authority, being expanded to include, for instance, Boone Hall, which totally within the circumference of Mount Pleasant, but is not legally within the town. And the precedent for that would be the Settlement Community Task Force, and also the fact that we invested heavily in the conservation of that by giving the vast sum of our Greenbelt Bank allotment, County Greenbelt Bank allotment, so that Boone Hall would be preserved. And they are a major conservation partner up towns, and what happens there affects happens in the town affects the conservation of Boone Hall. So do we foresee any legal issues with that?
Yes, good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. No, Mayor, there are no legal issues with that. As you said earlier, this is a citizen advisory commission, and therefore the very purpose is to provide review and then provide advisory requests and opinions to the respective committees and ultimately council. So no concerns there. What I would add, Mr. Chapman, is you did mention the term ordinance. I believe this is probably, it is best served by a resolution, which would require one reading as opposed to two if that meet your approval.
Yes, sir. Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Pagliarini. Mayor?
If I may. Mr. Pagliarini, what we want to make sure we have is that we have the details, and I guess you could draw from what was done, the Settlement Task Force, and I guess most recently the Recreation Advisory Commission, just to make sure that when this is impaneled, I guess one, that you know they elect their own chair, but also that they know the parameters and the purpose that this was formed for. So I'm not sure what detail of work would advise that we go to into that. We'll take your advice on that. One of the things I want to mention, and I think everybody knows, I spent the better part of a decade as the CEO of the Low Country Land Trust, which is the organization that now holds the conservation easement on Boone Hall. This is different from things like our design review board or maybe the Recreation Advisory Commission in that it's hard. I mean, we might say we want some seats of this occupied by people from certain professions or certain backgrounds. But if you look at the totality of something like a conservation easement, or when you look at the documentation that's done for tracts in which Greenbelt or statewide station bank money is invested in, it covers a whole range of things from habitat to resilience to traditional uses. When I was at the land trust, we did a lot of working farms. You know, farms are not habitat, and farms are not wetlands, and farms are not they were traditional land uses that were threatened by the encroachment of development in areas that have been traditionally agricultural. So the vast majority of this commission needs to be people who are conversant in it. Maybe they've been board members, or maybe they have worked in conservation. But to say we need, you know, just one engineer or a wildlife habitat person or one flood resilience person, misses the point. And if you want to see all the conservation easements are recorded, you can go online and take a look. Look at the totality of everything that something like the easement on Boone Hall covers, and you'll see why it's hard to pigeonhole any one particular specialty for something like that. Yes, we would like people who work in the built environment and maybe who are experts in that, who have some experience or a heart for conservation, to be on this, so that as the built environment begins to be more sensitive to its effect on the natural environment, we've got some buy-in, got some people that can tell us how to get best practices done in accordance with our new low-impact development guidelines and standards. So that's sort of the idea of this. And I guess, Mr. Pagliarini, we're just looking to you to help give us to where we have a complete resolution or document that at our March meeting we can take after we go through the Water Resources Committee, take to council, and answer any questions that other council members may have.
Certainly. Thank you, Mayor. I understand from this meeting and from last meeting the basic parameters and requirements. We'll prepare that document, and in the next week or so, probably following council, send that document to this committee for review and construction. And we'll accept any notes or responses, and we can work that way to have an appropriate document for March.
Any other questions of Mr. Pagliarini? Hearing none, would the maker of the motion like to change her motion to specify resolution as opposed to ordinance?
Yes.
Yes, I would. You can.
Okay. The motion was made by Councilmember Hyatt, and I think seconded by Councilmember Corley. Ms. Corley, would you accept that change in motion? She says yes. And so with that, we have a motion and a second to take the white paper that we've all committee has reviewed and ask the attorneys to prepare that resolution and then send it to Water Resources for their March meeting. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mayor, did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. And your vote?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Mr. Pagliarini, I've got a written copy to give you after the meeting. Is there any other business that we have to come to the meeting? Hearing none, ask that we adjourn.
Thank you.